If voters send him back to the White House, former President Donald Trump has promised to stop the IRS from raiding workers' tip jars to fund government spending. And hey, nobody likes paying taxes, so there's a big part of me that likes this idea, but there's a little bit more complexity here that we should take a look at. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Today, we're taking a look at something that former President Donald Trump proposed this past weekend while he was speaking to a crowd at a rally in Las Vegas. Here's how Trump spelled out his proposal on Sunday.
This is the first time I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy, because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. So those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended.
As you can hear, the announcement drew cheers from the crowd, and hey, for good reason. Taxes are awful. Having to pay less in taxes sounds great. I would applaud for that, too. Trump may not possess the most sophisticated understanding of policymaking, but he's certainly smart enough to understand these few basic facts, that people don't like paying taxes. And he's also a smart enough campaigner to cater that knowledge to a crowd that was likely pretty heavy in working-class folks who earn a good bit of their income from tips. I mean, he was speaking in Las Vegas, where you've got all sorts of people who might work in casinos, nightclubs, other establishments like that. So on one hand, I'm tempted to chalk this up to being just kind of empty pandering, right? Is he really going to pursue this policy if he gets back to the White House? Was this just a random applause line? But I think it's something that we should take seriously, in part because there's just been a serious lack of actual policy discussions in this campaign so far, and I am chomping at the bit to get into more of that. But I think it's also true that, look, Trump could be president again in just a handful of months. In fact, if you believe the polls, he's potentially the front runner in this race. And so he could be in a position to execute this vision, and I think that means we have to take these ideas seriously. So there are a few different ways to look at this idea, and more than a few unknowns about how this would work, so bear with me. First, I think as a matter of tax policy, removing the obligation that workers pay income tax on their tips, that would mean that more than 6 million Americans would get to keep about $38 billion in income that would otherwise have been taxed away. Those numbers are a little outdated, but they come from the most recent full year that we have data for, which is 2018. Come on, IRS, get your more recent data posted online so we can have a better idea about these things. But that's the number of Americans, 6.1 million, who collected, or reported at least, income from tips in 2018, and they paid $38 billion to the federal government. So on the surface, this sounds great. I would love to see more workers keep more of the money that they earn. But there's already likely to be one unintended consequence here. A lot more income will suddenly be reported as tips. This happens pretty much anytime the government gives preferential tax treatment to one type of economic activity. You're going to get a lot more of that type of economic activity. Now, does that mean we're going to have an economy that's entirely based on tipping, in which every transaction is technically recorded as a quote-unquote tip, and therefore you don't owe any taxes on it? No, I mean, it's not going to get that crazy. But there would inevitably be some marginal changes in how workers are compensated. So that brings us then to the fiscal policy implications of this proposal. If you remove the obligation that workers pay income tax on their tips, that means reducing federal revenue by about $38 billion, and likely more than $38 billion because of the thing we just talked about. You'll see a shifting towards more reporting of tips. But let's say it's $38 billion. On its own, I don't mind the federal government losing out on that money. I trust the workers who get that money to make better decisions about how to spend it than the government ever would. But the downside here is that if you don't cut spending, if there's no offsetting spending cuts, then removing $38 billion from the federal revenue pile is really nothing more than a promise to borrow more heavily. You're going to have to fill that $38 billion somehow, and if the money isn't coming from taxes, it's going to come from borrowing. I think that's an irresponsible thing to do, especially when the country is already on track to run deficits of over $1.5 trillion every year for the next decade. Now, Trump's campaign has started to make an argument for giving the president more direct control over the spending side of the federal budget. We can talk more about that. We will talk more about that in a subsequent edition of this show. But we need to see a clearer plan from Trump about what he would be willing to cut in a second term, particularly because his first term landed a long, long way from fiscal responsibility. The federal government borrowed over $8 trillion during the 4 years that Trump was in office. Some of that was due to the pandemic. Yes, that was hopefully a one-time event, but more than $5 trillion of that borrowing was not connected to the pandemic. So then finally, there's the question of whether Trump could actually do something like this as soon as he takes office. And the quick answer to that is no. Exempting tips from income taxes would require approval from Congress, according to the Wall Street Journal. Realistically, this is something that would have to be a small component of whatever massive tax package Congress puts together next year, when federal lawmakers will have to grapple with the expiration of the Trump tax cuts from 2017. So when that time comes, Trump's plan to eliminate taxes on tipped income is something that we should certainly consider, solely because it means that millions of Americans would get to keep more of their earnings away from the grubby hands of the government. But the drawbacks here are also pretty significant. Ideally, the federal tax code should impose the smallest possible burden and ought to distribute that burden as fairly as possible. Trump's plan fails on those grounds because this would create a huge tax advantage for some workers over others. For example, high-end servers at expensive restaurants would stand to benefit a lot more from being able to exempt their tips than, say, workers at a fast food joint or any other low-end retailer. Whether as a campaign tactic or as tax policy, politicians should stay away from promising to cut taxes for certain groups or special interests. American workers ultimately would be better off with a balanced budget, a less complex tax code, and a government that takes less of their money, regardless of how they earn it. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out more of our coverage of the campaign and fiscal policy in Washington and all of everything else that's going on around the country this week at Reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.